good result for Fun Harps last night. We're now joined on the line by the Fun Harps manager, James Gallagher. Good afternoon, James.
How are you doing, Kenny?
Well, James, last year, I was talking to you last week, and you were saying about last year, you played Monaghan three times, you lost three times. Well, thankfully, after a tough encounter last night, you managed to overturn them by a goal to nil.
Yeah, you know, delighted. I think, you know, I got the message across to the players during the week. I made them well aware of the fact that I wasn't happy with that statistic, you know. And, you know, they responded well and, you know, they had a look at it themselves and they felt that, you know, something wasn't right there in terms of over the years, Van Harps and Monaghan. So, you know, I just kind of drummed it into them during the week and got them fairly hyped and psyched up for the game. And, you know, they went out and they, you know, they really, it was a bit of a battle, you know, and they, you know, what I was looking for was, you know, Monaghan tend to start their games fairly well. So we were looking to meet them head on and, you know, whatever they threw at us. And just we defended superbly on the night, you know.
And tell me, James, did you make any changes to the team? I know you started with the same team as last couple of weeks. Did you go with the same again last night? Or?
Well, we, you know, Sean McGowan came into the middle and Michael Funson moved out to the right in place of Stephen McLaughlin. You know, Stephen's still very young. And, you know, I think last year when he came into the club, he played far too many games, you know, for my liking. You know, I wouldn't have liked to have used him that much because he was just coming into it. So you'll probably find with a few of the younger boys, you know, they'll be in and out of the side. He probably would have been disappointed not to play last night. You know, he's been absolutely excellent since pre-season, you know. But that's just, you know, all the chat was that I was looking for a good squad and competition for places, and, you know, there's going to be boys disappointed, you know. It's not a case of you're going to be playing the same team every week, you know. And it's I think the game's moved on a wee bit from that, you know. There's, you play against different oppositions on different pitches, and, you know, certain games suit certain players, you know. So that was the only change we made.
Yeah, and tell me, you got a goal fairly early, 4 minutes, Matthew Crossan, a free kick, I understand.
Yeah, great free kick. There was about three or four of them standing over the ball, and, you know, we have a few boys that can certainly you know, that are capable of hitting a quality dead ball. And, you know, it was obviously Matthew got the go ahead to go, and he curled it into the top corner. You know, he's got a lot of quality in his left foot, you know. And but, you know, when you score that early, you know, you're looking at after 5 minutes, you have another 85 minutes. Then, you know, obviously you would like to go and, you know, get the second goal and make it a wee bit more comfortable. But, you know, I think on the night, you know, I was absolutely delighted defensively when you score that early and you can hold out against the team. You know, especially with the threat that Monaghan would have up front with Birmingham and Philly Hughes, two experienced quality players, and we held out, you know, rightly. And, you know, I thought it was a great defensive performance, you know.
Yeah, and you also, your penalty, or your goalkeeper did well with saving a penalty, which was crucial, I suppose, in games like that there last night.
It was, yeah. He saved a penalty there against Monaghan in the same place last year, actually, and you know, I had a funny feeling that he was going to, you know, when they obviously disappointed to give away the penalty. And, you know, I was thinking, you know, all our good work and our hard effort on the night, you know, we were going to go away home maybe without what we deserved. But you know, he looked confident, and, you know, he read it well. He guessed the right way and saved it. And then James Doherty was nice and bright afterwards to get a block on the rebound, you know. And I think after that, you know, you're thinking it's going to be your night, and I think we deserve the 3 points on the night overall, you know.
Yeah, these are crucial games, James, in the championship. You know, it's early yet, you're up in the second spot, but going away from home, and according to reports, there was a lot of bookings from the referees, some of them unnecessary, a niggly kind of a game. They're important games to win at this early stage of the season.
Yeah, well, I noticed that, all right. You know, there's a couple of reports saying it was an ill-tempered game and it was a physical game. It wasn't really. There wasn't really a bad tackle in the whole game. The referee was just, you never want to say it, an awful lot on it, but I think he was very, you know, the game was stopping and starting a wild pile, you know. And if you were to ask you know, probably the Monaghan manager or their players as well. They wouldn't have said it was a dirty game, but I have no problem with that this year. You know, if somebody wants to get physical with the current group I have, then I think they're well capable of looking after themselves, which is pleasing, you know. And that's it. You know, after the game, we had a few boys there who were, you know, they're fairly, you know, you're still gaining your fitness at this stage of the season. And, you know, they were wrecked after the game, but, you know, when I tell them afterwards, I says, look, you're going to need to battle and scrap like that there in the majority of the games in this division. And, you know, we're only 3 games into it, and we have 30 games to go. So, you know, we need to keep a focus on what we're trying to do.
Yeah, well, all you can do now is a couple of ones under your belt, looking forward to next week again, just and keep it moving forward, James.
That's it. You know, obviously, up until, you know, I told the players during the week that this Monaghan game was going to be our biggest test, and it was the game that out of the first, obviously, few games I was looking at that would give us a good idea where we're at. So we passed the test last night, and, you know, we're in for a tougher test now against Limerick, who, you know, who by all accounts on different reports are apparently a very good side this year. So, you know, but it was crucial that we got the points last night. Hopefully we can get a good crowd into Fan Park again, you know, moving on from the Salt Hill game where we got a good wee crowd. And, you know, hopefully by winning down in Monaghan, we can get the same crowd back. And that's what it's all about. You know, we're well aware of the situation the club's in. And, you know, I don't put any extra pressure on the players. But we know if the results are right, then, you know, we're playing good football, then, you know, hopefully the crowds will come to the home games, and, you know, the rest takes care of itself.